$1,000 a quarter ounce picking up the paper the other day. So it's a promotional night you won't want to miss. Plutonium night here at Medford A Baseball. And don't forget, it'll be Rogers and Harper, that fine tandem that used to play for the Medford A's not too long ago, and kind of a country music, kind of supportive thing. You won't want to miss it. Medford A Baseball, Johnny Jackson, and by the time this broadcast is over, I'll have a new voice.
Oh, that's nice. That's Roy Firestone again. He's got that.
We got to get him on live one of these shows.
Oh, is he good? Oh, you got his number still, Woodman? All right.
Okay. KSDP Sports Talk.
Yeah, guys, I've got a great highlight tape from a couple years ago.
Is it good quality?
Yeah, real good.
All right.
Just hold on a sec here.
Okay. All right.
This sport is by few and respected by many. That's why I'm going to trade him to a heavy beer for Miller. You know that heavy's got the three times as many calories in a regular beer, and it tastes like it, too. That's why I'm going to buy this heavy for that renowned yet humble man, Pat Racy from St. Paul Dinsback. That's right, me. You didn't actually think I was going to buy a beer for somebody else, did you? Well, you got to be. Hello, Pat. Hello, Mr. Dispatch. You know, that's the guy I read the newspaper for, you know. What would you like, Mr. Dispatch? Is it true that you're in the jeans business with that Calvin Griffith character? Yeah, but you know that kind of a taboo in the newspaper business, don't you? Well, while we investigate this matter, we're going to suspend you for 90 days without pay, and then we're going to send you to the Minneapolis Tribune to cover North Star, huh? No pay? Well, you...
That was a weird one. That was one of the boys' weirder ones.
That was good, though. We'll take a break and be right back.
When you want up-to-date information on the Minnesota Vikings, you want KSTP's Viking Newsline. Simply call 944-0200 and you'll hear interviews with your favorite players. We'll bring you up to date on your number one football team, and KSTP's Viking Newsline is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just call 944-0200. It's always new and always newsy at 944-0200. KSTP's Viking Newsline, brought to you by Sports World Tours. KSTP's Viking Newsline, 944-0200.
If you're in the market for a new home or just enjoy going to open houses, there's a great service from The Connection designed to save you time and money. It's called House Hunter, the Twin Cities Homes for Sale Hotline. With one simple phone call, The Connection helps you locate the home you're looking for, the right home in the right place at the right price. Participating realtors list their homes for sale and open houses with House Hunters so that you can call The Connection and find your dream home fast, on the phone, with the help of the friendly Connection operators. Whatever style home you're looking for, whatever price, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, four, or more, The Connection is your telephone connection to hundreds of homes. Call The Connection at 941-2501 and let House Hunter work for you. Instant open house and homes for sale information for free at the touch of your telephone. That's House Hunter. That's The Connection. 941-2501.
Tomorrow on the Dick Pomerantz Program.
He is a psychologist, and he's an ex-convict. The issue, females for felons. Correct, females for felons. Conjugal visits, married couples, sexual relationships behind the prisons, females for felons. Will debate it.
The Dick Pomerantz Program, tomorrow, following the 9 a.m. news on News Talk Radio 1500.
Suchi boy left me. I believe he'll be back. He said he needed a drink of water badly. Here on KSTP Sports Talk.
Yeah, this is Pat.
This is Pat.
Yeah. Hi, can I get serious for a minute?
Sure, but, you know, we don't approve of it, but we'll put up with it.
No, I'm glad to have you back, but I read your column in the St. Paul papers pretty religiously, and I respect you as a fine journalist, but do you hate the Twins?
No, I don't hate the Twins at all.
Or do you hate the people on the Twins? Because, like, when you've gone on some road trips with them, you know, you've sent back some really...
Here I come!
You know, so a lot of stuff saying how much you hate them or
no,
you know,
no,
they bungled another one or...
Well, if they bumble another one, I was with them for those three games in Baltimore in which it was a little hard to be anything but critical.
What about in probably mid-July, a couple of them wouldn't talk to you, and I think that's when it started. Am I correct, or?
I think the only guy who's not talking is Gary Ward, who won't, isn't talking to most anyone right now at the moment, but that doesn't bother me.
I don't know, because I really like the Twins, and I don't think it's their fault that they're not that competitive of a team. I think it's because, you know, Griffith won't put up the money.
Well, that might be true, but when they're here, when I'm covering a ball game and they mess up, I'm going to point it out. I'm not going to worry about whether they
get... When they do win one, don't say, oh, they got away with this one. Give them a break. They're young and they're improving, I think. The record indicates they have been a little bit.
Okay, thank you. It is interesting, though, he points out that I was critical of the Twins and the game stories on my last trip. I have I've written 9 Twins game stories this year from the being on the road with them when I was there by myself. They won one, so it was a little hard to be anything but.
I saw them win 2 out of 3 in Toronto.
Ooh.
I saw them beat Dave Steve.
I was in Milwaukee with them when they went 0-4, and I was in Baltimore with them when they went 0-3.
Huh. 61 degrees, 7:30, 7:40, KSTP News Talk Radio.
Way to go, Suchi boy.
This is 646-8255. We got to present an Ivan Lendl Award at some point tonight. Ivan
No
Lendl,
Mas Award.
Well, he won. Ivan won the No Mas No Mas Award, and now Ivan Lendl, the heartless, gutless wimp that he is, will have to just keep his name in mind to kind of award some Ivan Lendl Awards.
I didn't see it yesterday, but Ivan did quit.
Apparently, Ivan made a large splash.
Mm-hmm.
You're on.
Yeah, I just figured that I would clear up one point that a caller tried to make earlier, and I would also like to ask you a question. First of all, the reason they have that little funny circle with the Twins insignia right by the first baseline and the third baseline, the coaches use that for batting or for fielding practice.
That's right, for hitting the grounders.
You go to the game about 45 minutes before it starts. You
can Very good.
And I guess that's so that they don't wear out the artificial turf.
But they did used to put insignias in there, right?
Yes. Yeah, they did.
Okay.
And it was really pretty, and I never knew what it was for either. So I think they cleared it up on ABC Baseball once. The question I wanted to ask is, do either of you know what the largest winning margin was for a division-winning baseball team? Right now the White Sox have a 16.5 game lead. And I'd like to know what the largest margin at the end of the year.
I was trying to find that out a couple of days ago. I haven't been successful yet, but it is...
they should be getting pretty close.
When it got to 15.5, I figured that it's got to be approaching it. Cincinnati in the early 70s won a couple of pennants, but I think those are like 12, 13, 14 games. I don't think they ever won by this many.
All we have to do is look through the baseball encyclopedia year by year.
This is more... This is more a tribute to the division than to the White Sox, however.
Yeah. Well, and I also figured that since they have a lot of games coming up with the Twins, that they would probably have a good chance of extending that even maybe to 20 games.
That, I would think, would be a record.
Boston could be in second place in this division if it was in the AL West.
Yes. Well, the White Sox would not yet be in first place if they were in the other division. Mm-hmm. They'd be like third or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe second now. They've been playing awful good. I'm surprised. I'm looking forward to seeing the Bull play first base, though. That's what I want to see.
Hey, where's that Roos?
I heard they might put him into the outfield.
Ooh, that'll be fun. Him and Kittle in the same outfield.
Yeah, well, in the World Series, if they want to play him and they're not going to use the DH, they're going to have to put him somewhere.
He and Kittle in the outfield, they're going to have the skinniest center fielder in the history of the game trying to catch the balls those two guys don't get to. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
You demeaned Bull Luzinski's weight one time, and now every time... White Sox are in town. He goes,
hey, where's that Roos?
Yeah, and he hasn't found me yet.
Where's that Roos fella?
You know, a lot of people talk about when you criticize a guy, you got to encounter them right away and get it taken care of. I don't believe
You know, a guy called me up the other day and said, are you and that Ryu's going to go on the radio? Ryu's. I've never heard Royce pronounced Ryu's.
Well, it's apt to be pronounced. But...
I'm leaning back now, and I have the microphone situated here, and I'm very comfortable. Do you want to handle the calls?
When I go to a restaurant, it's Schwartz. I say, what's your name? Schwartz. That way you can recognize it when they...
Oh, you just don't want the fans to make a fuss.
Well, in St. Paul, of course, that's true. KSTP Sports Talk.
Hey, I got a couple questions. I was wondering, do you guys know what the average attendance turned out to be for the Twins this year?
What?
The attendance for the Twins, what is
it? It's going to end up about 840, something like that.
Okay, do you think Calvin would be interested in going after somebody like Dr. Bill Lone to try to get a draw?
Dr. Bill, what would Dr. Bill do for us?
Well, there's a lot of people here in Minnesota that want to see him.
That's good.
Have a Dr. Bill alone night.
That's good. I had an idea, seriously, that would have filled that place.
Yeah.
Have a guaranteed win night with Terry Felton. If they, you know, if bring Felton up, have guaranteed win night. If he lost, give him all rain checks. They come back the next night.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
Maybe with the two together, they can cover up for a weekend stand or something like that.
Dr. Bill wouldn't be bad, though. A lot of people want to see
what
him.
What prison is he in?
Don't say that, because I don't know if he is.
Allegedly. I meant allegedly, of
course.
He
got convicted of something, but I don't know if he did any time.
I think he waterproofed my house.
I think he had enough attorneys to...
Yeah.
Because I got one.
I was kind of sympathetic to Dr. Bill because I liked those ads because you never knew what hairdo he was going to have on when you saw him.
Yeah.
The richer he got, the curlier his hair got.
He was real personable on TV. You know?
Remember that, though? He started off with hair worse than yours and mine put together, and the more money he got, the curlier his hair got. He kept getting better perms or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yep. Dr. Bill.
KSDP Sports Talk, Monday night. Souchere and Ricey, Ricey and Souchere, picking up where we left off, albeit somewhat sluggishly. It's kind of like Johnny Carson when he comes back from a vacation. He kind of sits around and says he doesn't have the rhythm down.
Johnny never had a vacation this long.
No, not even 2 years.
KSDP Sports Talk.
How's it going?
Well,
judge for yourself.
You tell us.
All right. Well, I'd like to talk about boxing.
Okay.
Talk about a great sport. Well, it looks like we're going to have a Pryor Mancini early in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today, they said they want to fight each other.
I wonder if they will allow me to get a life insurance policy on Mancini. Can I name him as myself as a, beneficiary?
Mancini is just as capable of Alexis Arguello against Aaron as
Alexis can get out of the way of a punch.
Boom Boom can, too.
Mm-hmm. Boom Boom don't try to.
Oh.
Boom Boom just walk in with chin out, say, hit me. I don't know.
Unfortunately, we can no longer ask Duck Koo Kim that question.
That's right. Me too.
Or who's the Mexican bantamweight?
I take it you're not a big boxing fan. So
I used to be. I still am, but I just think that as long as Don King and Bob Arum run the sport, the fighters are in big trouble.
Both of them have said that they will never use Pryor again. Mm-hmm. They will never ask for his services just because he's so demanding.
Well, they will if they feel they can make a dollar.
Oh, I think this could be $6 million for each of them.
Yeah.
And Aaron he might come away with 150 out of it.
What's his problem? Too many handlers?
Well, his problem is too many lawsuits, many ex-managers suing him.
Oh.
Well, the deal with Pryor, though, is that he's a guy that didn't want to be screwed by, like, La Rosa. That guy was treating him like a slave, and that's what he said.
Well,
slavery was abolished in the 1800s.
They're about to have a reconciliation, so maybe he's changed his view on slavery.
I thought Stallone and him were together now.
That's been, that's already been broken up.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What happened there?
I don't know. Obviously, another non-reader of the Sunday Pioneer Press.
I'm sorry.
I had a long column on that Sunday.
All right.
Okay, thanks. KSDP Sports Talk. Hello there.
Yeah, I was wondering, what do you think about swapping the Twins and getting a USFL team into the Dome?
I don't like that.
Don't like that idea.
You got to see the USFL. I've watched a little on television and thought it was awful, but I also went to a game. You got to see it up close and personal to realize how dreadful it really is.
But you've seen the Twins up close and personal.
But I'll take bad baseball over bad football any day.
Well, how about getting the... just cutting the tickets a flat 50% across the board and getting the Toledo Mudhens up here.
They well, we got half of them now.
Well, their ticket prices aren't that outrageous now. Their ticket prices aren't the problem. I mean, you got to expect to be able to spend $8 for a night of any kind of entertainment. It costs almost that much to go to a movie now.
Okay. Well, I've got just one other comment. I wanted to compliment you guys on your professionalism and your restraint. Because you remember last football season when Matt Blair had that little ailment that they talk about on the radio as a stomach ailment because they're embarrassed to say what it really is? He had a little case of the hemorrhoids.
Oh,
yeah. And Don Riley was on the radio laughing it up and yuck, yuck, and really taking a lot of cheap shots at him, cracking jokes.
Well, we wouldn't do that.
No.
Well, I realize that. But see, I remember I used to work at St. Joseph's Hospital, and I admitted Don Riley for a case of hemorrhoidectomy, and he wasn't smiling then.
Boy, hey, what'd you learn on the radio?
Another scoop.
What'd you learn on the radio? 7:49, you're on Sports Talk.
Hi, you guys. This is Tom from South Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
It's really great to have you back.
Thanks.
Now, I was going to ask you, you haven't said that the management has forbidden you to have Angel and the Boomer as in-studio guests. Do you think you can get them on for half an hour or an hour some Monday?
Well, they're in. Angel's got some problems with the law here. He and Keith and the Boomer and the coach are in Angel's Cadillac Lucille. They're driving around in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
I wonder where they've been, because they've gone underground since you guys went off the air.
Yeah.
What do you think of that little monkey on Monday Night Football?
He got a little troubled, didn't he? But it couldn't. I kind of sad to see it simply because the public had almost forgotten about Cosell, and now this is just giving him more notoriety. He loves every minute of it.
Yeah.
You heard that game when he came on, when he said they had trouble in the control tuck and everything. I thought there was assassination of the producer or something, but some complaint.
A couple of AP reporters, he said, were going to run down and report that he said monkey, and he denied it while everyone heard it.
Yeah, one more question about a guest. I don't know if he has a great sense of humor or not. He's kind of a friend of mine, but how about getting Doug Groh on with you some week?
Well, we'll see.
All righty.
Okay.
All right.
Actually, we don't rely much on guests.
We're going to rely on the weather, though.
Here's KSTP's exclusive radar weather forecast. Variable cloudiness and cool tonight with a low temperature in the low to mid-40s. Partly cloudy, continued cool for tomorrow and tomorrow night. The high temperature will be 64 tomorrow. Tomorrow night's low about 42. Then increase in cloudiness with a chance of afternoon showers on Wednesday. Again, we're heading down to a low temperature in the low to mid-40s tonight.
The people who plan ahead are the people who get ahead. And that means making the right financial move at the right time. Now, for instance, is the time to take out a second mortgage with Miller Mortgage Company. Mortgage rates have dropped to the lowest point in years, and Miller has the funds. Use them to pay off that big contract for Deed Balloon. With a second mortgage from Miller, you don't have to refinance. The nice low rate on your first mortgage is not disturbed. And when you arrange a second mortgage with Miller Mortgage Company, you get prompt action. No stalling, no red tape. You get your second mortgage in a hurry, whether you want money to deflate a contract for Deed Balloon or for some other worthwhile purpose. But remember, to get ahead, you must plan ahead. Call Miller Mortgage Company and make your second mortgage plans now. The number is 338-0342. Miller Mortgage, affiliated with the 57-year-old J.T. Miller Company. Call them at 338-0342 and do it today.
C-O-M-B.
Opening celebration continues at COMB, and Combs' newest and largest authorized liquidation store is now open in the High Lake Shopping Center. This week, enjoy big savings on Boss brand genuine leather work gloves. Two styles to choose from, all sizes, values to $10. $3 will buy any pair now at Combs. The Golden Valley, Oakdale, and Burnsville locations are also celebrating in the grand opening. So welcome the new High Lake store and save at
COMB.
NHL hockey returns to KSTP September 18th.
Now the North Stars back Bellows. Over to Smith moving in right circle. Bellows rebound. Bellows shot. Hit Esposito. Here's Roberts. Scores!
Catch every game throughout the season on News Talk Radio.
Cicerelli to McCarthy moving in. Left circle. Backhand. And he scores!
It all begins on September 18th against Chicago. North Star hockey on KSTP. News Talk Radio 1500.
Starting down the left side. Comes to the lead line. Cuts right. Plays it by one man. Picks it up. He's going ready.
Well, in our new push for politeness, should we run through these phones so that everybody gets on? This is only 2 hours.
It's a Monday night now. It's Monday Night Football. You can watch that game on the Hubbard Empire.
That's right. It is on our sister TV station, Channel 5. And
we kind of identify with that, don't we, huh?
Yes, right. We're much more...
us and Cindy.
Yeah, right.
And Dennis and Bob Bruce.
KSTP Sports Talk. Hello there.
Hey, you guys are... looking for scoops, right?
Yeah.
I was down in Ohio on Saturday night,
And the word's out that Schleser had $200,000 on Holmes, and Scott Frank threw that fight.
Okay, good.
We're going to do a marathon here.
Scott Frank was wonderful, wasn't he? Scott Ledoux was a ballet dancer.
Who's the other guy that, who'd Holmes beat in the Astrodome last fall?
I don't know. He can dig him up. He's worse than Muhammad when it comes to digging him up. KSTP Sports Talk.
Yeah, the guy that Holmes beat was Tex Cobb.
Yeah,
oh,
Tex.
That's right.
I got a short tape from the old show here.
All right.
It's good to have you back.
All right. Okay. Hello there.
Hey, guys, there's a lot to see. Come on out.
Have they brought a phone to your table at the beer garden?
We have an extension from one of the phone booths. I got a buddy out here, and he kind of set us up.
Who's that?
I can't go into names. The guy's name is Martin. Something Martin. Had black hair and a beard. Just a second, here he comes.
Yeah.
You talking to Suchi there? Give me that phone. Suchi, look, pal, you don't come up with that Jackson, you got me. You ain't getting any more tips from me. You hear me, pal?
I know, Angel. I'm sorry, man. You were supposed to meet me last night behind the Burger Brothers Tire Company.
Oh, no way, pal. You think I'm going to get in on one of your seedy bunco jobs? Forget it, man. I want a deal out in the open, Jimmy. Look, you meet me at the State Fair tonight at 10 o'clock. That's it.
Angel, where are you going to be? Where are you going to be?
No clue, pal. Bye.
That's good.
John Sports Talk.
Hello.
Hey. Talking about Roy Firestone, I've got two actual tapes of him, 30-second cassettes, or 30-minute cassettes. One is hysterical. He's got Pearsall and Kurt Gowdy imitating them, announcing the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs.
Let's hear it.
I can't play it. I don't think it would sound good. I'd be glad to send them to you.
Okay.
A member of your radio talk network, he works out of Los Angeles, you know, gave me these tapes. He was up here hyping his show in June, and I had dinner with him, and he gave me the two tapes, and they are really hysterical.
Send them to us. We'll take some clips out of them.
I'm afraid
send them back.
I'm afraid Big Stan would cancel them before you got to air them.
We'll clean them up.
Huh?
We'll clean them up.
Well, they're not dirty.
Oh.
They're not. I was just being a little facetious.
Send them, and we'll send them back to you after we take some stuff out.
Mark them to your attention, or drop them off, or what?
Mark them to Mike Woodley's attention.
Mike Woodley.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. KSDP Sports Talk.
Yeah, did they destroy all your tapes or something, or what's the story?
Yeah, when we were on the first time, they never thought we were going anywhere. They never made any.
Okay.
That's right.
I've got a cassette here that I'd send you. You can take cuts off. It's kind of a conglomeration of one show with Angel's Traffic Control on it.
Oh,
let's hear a little of it.
I can't play it for you right now, but I'll send it, but I want it back.
Okay.
Send it back.
Hey, we'll send it back.
Hey, was that Tim Moreland on here earlier, or was that Roy Firestone?
That was Firestone.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I thought it was Tim Moreland.
No.
Okay, I'll send you that tape, and then send it back to me, okay?
Send it to Mike Woodley.
Mike Woodman?
Woodman, yeah, Woodman.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you. Bye. Should we keep running here?
Sure, run them.
KSDP Sports Talk.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that Cincinnati won the NL West in 75 by 20 games.
Woo. Oh, okay, good.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Run them. Run them, Royce.
It's amazing how much information.
You're on.
One day I was staring at a tire ass truck, and I said, I'm very weird. Oh.
I remember that fruitcake. You're on.
Hi, I want to talk about how to increase the Twins' attendance.
Okay, that shouldn't take more than about a second or two.
No, it shouldn't. We just got to have right fielder night. All you do is draw one of the ticket stubs, and that guy gets to play right field that night.
Hey, that's not bad.
Not bad.
That'd be great for the weekend athlete.
Yeah, or have him be a pinch runner for Mickey Hatcher, and nobody
sure.
would know the difference.
Oh, no one hits at the right field anyhow unless it's going out, so.
Mickey is going to get a job as the chief instructor at the Jesus Vega base running school. Thank you. KSTP Sports Talk.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about that gentleman that called about 10 minutes ago and asked you about how the Twins would be a good or swap for the Twins for a USFL team.
Right, yes.
And I was in my car going down County Road 24, and I heard that. I turned around and I said, well, I got a comment on that guy. And what I want to say is, if he wants to trade the Twins for USFL team, first of all, I don't think we need another football team.
Okay, good enough. Thank you. We got to run here, Joe. We got to tell them we're going to be back next week.
We've got 14 seconds. I like to take the guys in the control booth right down to the nubbins. Well, we'll be back Monday, and maybe some of the bugs next will be worked Monday. Out, and we'll have our rhythm back.
That's right. We weren't... the callers were good, but the hosts weren't up to their usual standards.
No, the hosts were a little down tonight. We'll see you next week.
I'm Bob Metoxin, KSTP News Talk Radio. A big rush for 500 jobs being offered in downtown Minneapolis today, and the interviewing for those jobs will continue all of this week. And the Anoka Hennepin School Board is on the hot seat tonight. More on those stories following ABC News. KSTP's exclusive radar weather forecast, variable cloudiness with a low of 44 overnight tonight. This is the evening report on KSTP News Talk Radio.
Hear the Dean of Sportscasters, Ray Scott, tomorrow morning on News Talk Radio 1500. KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
It's 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. There were several developments today regarding the Korean Airline disaster and U.S.-Soviet affairs. The Soviets, as expected, vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution that deeply deplored the destruction of the Korean airliner. The vote was 9-2 in favor of the resolution. Poland joining the Soviets in voting no, there were 4 abstentions. The State Department today officially demanded compensation from the Soviets for the U.S. and South Korean citizens killed in the downing of the airliner. But a top-ranking Soviet diplomat summoned to the State Department refused to accept the notes demanding compensation. At the same time, the Soviet Union expelled a U.S. diplomat and his wife employed at the U.S. consulate in Leningrad, saying they were both spies. An embassy spokesman in Moscow said the timing of the incident speaks for itself. And that U.S. couple was also badly treated, as ABC's Barry Dunsmore reports.
U.S. sources say the couple's car was surrounded by 25 or 30 Soviet security men who smashed the windshield, dragged them from the car, choked the consul, removed his trousers, and roughed up his wife. Even by Soviet standards, this is unusual behavior. As well as the protest, state also announced that 2 Soviet military attachés had been caught spying last month. Anatoly Skripko was caught handing over money for classified documents and expelled August 17th. Air attaché Yuri Leonov was caught with a briefcase of classified documents and was sent home August 19th. Barry Dunsmore, ABC News, the State Department.
I'll have more after this.
Looking for a compact pickup? Your Dodge dealer has a little something that's sure to get your attention. It's the 1983 Dodge Ram 50, one of the biggest values in small trucks. When you compare base models, Ram 50 gives you 33%